Can we ever hope to win a spiritual battle, much less the war? Yes, we can. The devil is powerful, but Satan can't hold a candle to God's grace. I'm Brian Patrick. As we continue and wrap up our series on spiritual warfare, victory belongs to the Lord, our topic this time on Crossing the Goal. We are wrapping up our series on spiritual warfare with our final episode called Victory Belongs to the Lord. And as we kick off our show, let's meet the Crossing the Goal team one more time. The Vice President of Renewal Ministries, Peter Herbeck, and from Focus, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, the Focus founder and president, Curtis Martin. A former NFL All-Pro wide receiver and NFL coach, Danny Abramowitz, author of Spiritual Workout of a Former Saint. Gentlemen, this is really a celebration as we wrap up this series. We're talking about victory. That's what crossing the goal is all about, Peter.
I've really been waiting for this show. Haven't you guys? I mean, it's just what it's really all about. I mean, we're living in what the scripture refers to as the ready and the not yet, or scholars talk about the already and the not yet. What is, we've already received, Jesus Christ is in heaven, he's reigning, the victory is his, and we're participating through baptism in that victory. We still got a battle to fight, but literally he will bring us home and we're gonna get a share in his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's confirm it with the Lord's word. We always go to the word, don't we, men? John 16:33. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have what?
Overcome the world.
Guys, we're going to have fights out here. We're going to have battles. So many people are living their lives. We just got to fight through them. But we're living our lives like it ends at the end of this life. It doesn't.
It begins in many ways.
You go, Coach.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, one of the things our Lord says that I think is frequently misunderstood or we don't appreciate, I know I didn't for years, is his statement that my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know, I sit back and say, well, that's not my experience all the time.
Yeah.
But what I failed to see is something that a scripture scholar explained to me recently about the yoke. I always thought the yoke is, well, this heavy thing you carry. Well, Jesus' yoke, I guess, is lighter than others. But that's not what they mean by that. The rabbis stressed that the yoke was what you put on an oxen. You could tie an oxen together with ropes, and they could pull. The reason they put a yoke on them is so they'd get their head looking in the same direction, so they'd be looking down the furrow. And what Jesus is saying is, if you would look at things the way I look at things, if you would accept my yoke and have my perspective, things would be light. You would be able to reign in this world because the victory is mine and you're with me.
And Ryan, buy two yolks. Could you order two yolks for me?
I'll take it without the egg white. Victory belongs to the Lord. Yolk. We're going to have a game plan coming up with Peter and Curtis next here on Crossing the Goal.
Oh, I think Jesus makes a big difference. I mean, he showed us the way. I mean, he made the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life for all of us. And I think as men, as Catholic men, we need to spread his word. You know, as similar to one of the speakers said earlier today, that he came down from the cross. He was in heaven. He didn't have to do what he did. But he came down for the cross for us and to show us the way and show us how to get there. And I think as Catholics, we need to find that spirit. We need to move forward. And that should be our ultimate goal. It's nice to have money, but it's better to have eternal life with Christ.
We're back. Our theme for the entire series is spiritual battle, and our theme today in this session is the victory belongs to the Lord. The whole reason we started this whole event is because we're aiming for victory. I'm Curtis Martin with Focus. This is Peter Herbeck with Renewal Ministries. And Peter, as we look at this issue of the victory being the Lord's, this is not a call to sit back and say, hey, great. Congratulations, Lord. Yeah. It's to instill the virtue of hope in us, which does not give us passivity, but rather activity. Because of Jesus, we have the capacity to make a change. Before Christ came, we weren't going to make that much of a difference in the world. But because of him, because we live in him, we can actually make a difference in the world because of our actions.
In fact, before Christ came, Scripture says you were dead in your sins. You were without hope in the world. And then Paul rejoices. He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is hope? The confident expectation of fulfillment. Confident expectation of the fulfillment of my life. How do I know my life is going to be fulfilled? Because I can see Jesus Christ, one of us. He came and took on human flesh. He destroyed all the things we were talking about in the program. He destroyed death. He destroyed the devil. He destroyed the flesh, right? He destroyed sin. He wiped it all out and he took in his flesh. He took us into glory, threw into the holy place and seated on the throne. There's one of us there now. And he's made us, Scripture says, children of God. Literally. And because we're children, we're now heirs. What does that mean? We got an inheritance. What's the inheritance? The throne with the king. We are going to sit upon the throne. That's what we rejoice in. You were talking about the yoke earlier.
Yeah.
I heard Father Cantalamessa once, the Pope's preacher, say, what is that yoke? For the Christian, it's eternal life. He's given us eternity. He's given us life forever in himself, in his death and resurrection.
You're just a little bit excited about this.
Yeah, this is great
and
stuff.
And you know what? You can't get excited about the victory in Christ, check your pulse, because this is really a sort of situation where, you know, this should be something that's very motivating, because as Janie said, in the world we find tribulation. Yeah. We can worry about our bills, we can worry about our kids, we can worry about so many things, and it's not that they're unimportant.
Yeah.
But this places everything in perspective, because finally Jesus is setting everything right, and he's setting everything right in our lives. That's why the spiritual battle is so important, why we need to call men into the battle, because then they can experience the victory. Without that, no battle, no victory.
And we connect with that victory through faith, right? We become more than conquerors. There's some great passages. Let's read them from Romans chapter 8, where Paul talks about, this is a great passage for us because many of us feel discouraged. We look at ourselves, we're weak, we fall, we stumble, and our eyes get on ourselves instead of the victory that the Lord has won for us. Listen to Paul. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as the sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers. Listen to him. He keeps going on and on. Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing will separate us from our destiny to live with the King forever.
Wow. Okay, now the question is, all of that is absolutely amazing. Now the question is, where do we go to experience that here on earth? Is there a foretaste of this waiting for us someplace?
You know, one of the great places is the liturgy, one of the central places that's the source and summit of our faith. This is what we're celebrating when we go to the Eucharist. Now, a lot of guys snore through it, they look at their watch through it, and what's happening is that victory of Jesus is literally being made present to us. So we declare, we say, glory, glory to God in the highest because of the victory that's his. We say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He destroyed death, he restored life, he's coming again in glory.
You know, we talked about it at the very beginning, several shows again, we talked about how we get into trouble. The first step is we commit a sin of omission. We fail to give God honor and glory and thanks. What do you do at Mass? You just said it. Glory to God. We give the doxology, which is where we get that word to honor, to give glory. And then what do we receive? We receive the Eucharist. What is Eucharist? It's thanksgiving. In the Mass, we place the act that so many of us fail to do on our day-to-day lives. Yeah. We forget to give him honor, and we forget to give him thanks. But in the Mass, Jesus has given us the very means by which he gives his Father honor and praise, and we join with him in that honor and praise. So we have the antidote to the biggest stumbling block in our lives.
And we pray in the Eucharistic prayer, I love that one line, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes I walk into Catholic churches, guys look dapped, they look down, they look in the dumps, distracted. When we are in touch with the victory that Jesus Christ won for each one of us personally, and we lay hold of it by the grace of the Holy Spirit, it starts to enliven our hearts, we start getting filled with joy because we know where we're going.
What we have to understand is the humility of our Lord is overwhelming. We keep thinking, well, we need shock and awe, and yet his shock and awe was to be born in a stable, in poverty, and the Mass looks very poor.
Yeah.
And if we're lulled into it and miss this, I mean, there's an amazing statement that the Apostle John makes in 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. He tells us who's going to overcome. He says, who is it that will overcome the world? Those who believe in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Yeah. I say, well, I got to do all these great things. I have to conquer all these kingdoms. No, you need to believe. I need to believe. And when we enter into that life of faith, we start on a pilgrimage, which is destined for glory. Yeah. And the victory is the Lord's. He carries us to that victory.
John goes on to say just a few verses later, he said, this is our testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son does not have life.
And we need to help guys figure out how to get that done. So we're going to hop in the red zone. Brian.
Curtis and Peter, thanks. What a great game plan. These guys are fired up. What do you think about that, Coach?
Wow. All I can say is V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. That's a cross of gold battle cry.
It is. All right.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
and if you want a victory, you've got to excel in the red zone. And that's where we're headed next here on Crossing the Gold. We're in the red zone on Crossing the Gold. This time we're talking about the victory that belongs to the Lord as we wrap up our series on spiritual warfare. And Danny, take it away.
Well, y'all think the world's falling apart, you know, morally, ethically, spiritually. You know, the reason they feel that way is because we've taken God out of the equation. When He's not in the equation, it doesn't work. They think, and we think, that it's through us. We have the power to do it.
Yeah.
That's so wrong. Guess what? It's through Him, with Him, and in Him, we receive victory, period.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we were saying during the break time is how much this sharing in the victory together is just a part of our life. Yeah. How much we love it. When we get together, some of the things we do, we end up having conversations together. We start talking about what the Lord's done for us and the gift He's given to us of eternal life. He's forgiven our sins. He's given us hope. And the kind of joy we're experiencing today and expressing, this is our life. This is what makes us tick.
Right. We got to realize out here, men, that this isn't some act. We're not doing it. We really believe this in our heart. All of us. We joke around. We're serious as a heart attack. We love the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. We know where the victory is. And we want you to realize it yourself. That's why we do this.
The two things go together. I mean, they're not all wrong when they say the world is falling apart and all these challenges and stuff like that. That's actually what we've been saved from. See, we don't have all our marbles in one basket. We are actually aiming for heaven. And so when the world's falling apart, okay, there's some tribulation there, but we're actually pointing towards something greater. And to be able to share with one another the journey of what it's meant to be liberated from that, to realize that we've been filled with hope, all of a sudden that becomes a source of joy. It becomes the center of our friendships. That's the sort of stuff we laugh about and we pray together about. Yeah.
We feed off each other. And sometimes spontaneously prayer or song breaks out, but that's because we've got that joy.
And it's not just for this show. We're doing it because we want you to do it out there in your circle, in your family, in your workplace. It doesn't mean you run around praising the Lord in the workplace, but you live with a smile on your face, a bounce to your step, that you have confidence that the victory has been won for us. Don't walk around with a big old long face all the time.
Yeah, and you say, well, why should I have a bounce in my step when, you know, I lost my job or when I have this problem or that problem? Say, you know, the bottom line is the best thing that's happening in your life, even if you won the lotto today, the best thing that's happening in your life is God has made His home in you. That God has planted the life of His Son in you, and He's made it a down payment in the Holy Spirit, leading you to eternal life. The promise of eternal life forever is God's free gift to us.
No, I mean, and how to rejoice in that and recognize. I think sometimes we as Catholics struggle because we've known the Lord since our earliest memories, and we've been living the sacramental life, but in some ways, because it's been inherited, we've never necessarily owned it. And the free gift is that we can always choose as adults now to make that decision and take what's already been given to us and say, even if I had never had it until now, I want it to be mine now. I want to receive it. I want to live this way. Because the converts come in and they're wowed by that. And they're wowed by what we've already been given. We can also be wowed by this.
Yeah, yeah. Wow is a great.
Right. And we think we're going to live our life with no suffering, no trials, no tribulation. It's just part of living in this world, this fallen world we live in. But guess what? The victory is there. When you work through it, don't you feel good when you finish a project? Whatever happens in your life, whether it's a trial, a tribulation, some suffering or something, how did I ever go through that? But once you get through it, it's a time of joy. What we talked about, Hebrews, a time even of discipline and stuff.
Yeah, discipline is brutal when you're going through it, but it proves to be to your benefit in the long run.
Exactly. Well, what about you, Danny? You played in the NFL. You got nailed. Every time you got the ball, you had 2-3 guys hit you. You suffered a lot of pain. But when you went back in that locker room with a victory.
Right.
That didn't happen very often with the
Saints. Not too often with the Saints.
But you know something, all that victory and all that stuff, but we want to personalize some of this too. in my life, when I turned my life around, and then I had to make a decision. All of us have to make a decision somewhere along the line. There's some younger, some older, even the thief on the cross at the last second. He got victory and said, I'm sorry at the end. And God forgave him and brought him into paradise.
Finish well.
Right. Jesus, when I decided to make Jesus number one in my life and bring the Holy Spirit into my life, the joy started coming in because I took it away from myself. Mm-hmm. I was so worried about myself. What I need to do, what the pleasure with me. Oh, poor me. Why is this coming into my life? Why is this coming into my life? The sufferings and trials didn't stop. Yeah. I've had more problems. They've increased.
Yeah.
But guess what? How I deal with them, because I don't deal with them by myself. I deal with them with the Lord and me to do it.
Your life has meaning and purpose like it never had before. Same with mine. I mean, that's the power of the Christian faith.
Because you know the victory,
right? You're able to live with passion and purpose. Because you understand the victories of the Lord.
And you know, and you really come to the place where you slowly begin to realize God knows me and God loves me and my life's going to be okay.
Right. And guys, you might be watching and going, you know, how do they have that joy? Where does this come from? Well, you know, we have the answer, and it is in Jesus.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, the Christian author Gary Smalley says, life is relationships. Everything else is details. And so we have to recognize that it's all about our relationships. And so if it's all right, I'd like to be able to pray with you all for those the guys that are watching and just be able to pray right now. And if it's in your heart to join us in prayer and to really be able to turn to our Lord. Salvation is a free gift. And whether you've received it as a young child or whether you've never received it at all, today's an opportunity to rededicate your life or to accept for the first time. And so pray with me, if you will, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge that you're the Savior of the world, that you came freely to live and to teach and to heal and finally, Lord, to die and be raised from the dead for our salvation. You offer us eternal life freely. There's nothing we can do to earn it. You want to give it to us so that we can then live it the way we live our natural lives. And so, Lord, we come to you today and we repent. We want to turn from our self-styled life. We want to live for you. We want to accept you as the Lord of our lives. We want to unite ourselves to the church that you founded. Lord God, we're asking that you would give us the grace to make a decision right now, right in our own hearts at this very moment, to choose to live for you for the rest of our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Father, Amen. Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
I love that song. It's a good thing they don't pay us to sing, though. But to God, all of our voices.
Exactly.
Sound wonderful.
And make a joyful noise. That's what it says.
Amen.
We'll get the last word from these guys up in the end zone next and look at our email bag and tell you what's coming up next on Crossing the Goal. We hope you'll stay with us.
We have Jesus Christ. You know, we have God. We have prayer. We have the community, you know, what supporting each other, encouraging each other. You know, prayer is key. I just reading scripture, you know, going to mass, going to confession, like really all the treasures of the church. We have the Catholic, our Holy Mother Church to get us through, to get us over the goal line.
We're in the end zone now on Crossing the Goal. Before we get the last word from these guys on the victory belongs to the Lord, let's go into our email bag. And from the Bay Area, Maria writes, I really enjoy your show. You are straight to the point and don't beat around the bush. I would love to suggest for a topic on your show, the battle slash difficulty of forming holy marriages.
Well, how about getting straight to the point? How about very next episode, let's go after that. Yeah. Let's be very responsive and hold to our word. Actually, we are going to go after that. We've got a special little mini series that we're going to do on this with some mm-hmm. special guests, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, tune in. It's going to be really good.
And you know, another thing, as we travel around doing the conferences and all, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people come up to me, men, talk about, you know, marriage, the struggle they're
sure.
having in marriages.
Sure.
If you guys could really do something on marriage, and then look how the Lord just provided, and here we go. We're going to do our best. And
yeah, a little four-part series that's going to go after this, kind of breaking marriage into four quarters.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting to see what we're going to do. We're excited about the topic and the things we're going to break down and go through.
It's funny. I see a lot of women who come up and say that they watch the show, and I'm wondering, this is a men's show. Why are women watching it? And I think it's because
Danny's blue eyes.
Yeah, right.
But exactly. Perhaps they want to know.
Blue eyes, one blue north, one blue south. Go ahead.
Maybe they want to know that Catholic men are trying to be good Catholic men, to be good husbands, to be mm-hmm. good fathers. So what are the four quarters we're breaking down in our segment?
First quarter, how to get started.
Marriage itself, the relationship between husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. Right. The second one is children come. Second quarter, marriage becomes marriage and family.
Third quarter is raising teenagers and staying in the game.
And the fourth quarter is grandparents and their commitment to the...
Staying in the game is three. And then four is... The old goats.
The old guys like us.
The adult children and grandchildren.
Yeah, taking care of the grandkids and our aging children. So
very good.
Four-part series on marriage coming up. In the meantime, why don't we close out our series on spiritual warfare, our final episode, Victory Belongs to the Lord. Let's let Peter get the last word.
Friends, I want to close out just with a promise and a passage and a vision that Scripture gives us, and it's for you. And I pray that you can just take it to heart. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory. That's the Lord's promise to you.
That's powerful. And just to build upon that and to really sit back and say, you know, this is all about what God's done for us. We've been talking about spiritual warfare and entering in. God gives us a powerful, powerful statement about His love for us in the beginning of John's Gospel when He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God's love for you is infinite. Responding to it is our greatest joy.
Men, once we come to realize and commit ourselves to Jesus Christ, we'll come to realize that He wants us to share with Him in the ultimate victory, which is eternal paradise with Him.
Let's go for the big W. Victory belongs to the Lord. And if you're enjoying the great look on Danny and the other guys here at Crossing the Goal, these Crossing the Goal shirts and hats, that's a nice looking hat.
Hey, man.
Looks good on you. Those are available on our website, crossingthegoal.com, along with a number of great resources. We're really thrilled about our new playbook on the Our Father, which goes hand in hand with the DVD set. A lot of men's groups are using these in their Bible studies, that sort of thing. So visit crossingthegoal.com, check out our apparel, our playbooks, and other resources, and we hope you'll stay with us on Crossing the Goal. Our next series is all about marriage and family. For Peter Herbeck, Curtis Martin, our coach Danny Abramowitz, I'm Brian Patrick. We'll see you next time around right here on Crossing the Goal.
Good job.
Yeah, put your head up, pick up a collection, put it in your hand.